Welcome once again to the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's emerging music market. We have as our industry insider, performer Ember Swift. But first, a highlight from Canadian Music Week. We have, live at IndieCan, The Clicks.
We are The Clicks. This is Oh Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I've fallen down, and I can get up. Everyone in this fucking town can get the back up. Oh yeah, yeah, call yourself my friend, your back is breaking. Why don't we fall out in the air? What's for the taking? He's not
was from Snake House, which comes out April 24th, right?
Yep.
Lucky Canada. Are you excited about the release of this CD?
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. No pun intended.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you can say that. Now, as a matter of fact, Oh Yeah is like number eight on the, it's track eight. Why is that? I mean, that to me just sounds like, boom, that's your leading off with First Impressions. That's your FM radio hit, don't you think?
Talk to Moberg. he's a producer, and he was like, I want you to put it down this way. That's my best Mo imitation.
I think Complicated really sets the tone for what we're about, and I think it's, I really like starting off with Complicated.
Yeah.
The lyrics and the energy and everything.
Complicated is a fabulous song. It just sucks you in.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to present yourself to radio for the first time, and nervous program managers who are losing their job with a song that starts out with "fuck your pain away" just might make them nervous about, you know, actually putting their reputation on the front line and putting that on FM radio. But it's a fabulous song.
Well, we have a radio edit.
Oh, you have a radio edit.
We do.
What's it say?
It says "take the pain away."
Oh,
I don't like it.
Ed Sullivan thing.
Yeah, we had to do it for. The song was on the L Word compilation.
Yeah.
So for...
Even the L Word?
Well, this is the thing. On
that's
the show...
That's wrong.
On the show, when it was on the show, they say the F Word.
Yeah.
But then on the recording that they put on the actual release of the CD,
right,
that Sony requested for it to have "Take the Pain Away" because apparently that's the only way they can get it into stores. Now, for example, Walmart apparently is like the leading distributor in the U.S. now. Or I guess whatever, and they don't allow for stuff like that. So everything now has to have like non Walmart and Walmart.
Well, right? How many 7-year-olds are saying, "Mommy, mommy, get me the L word"?
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Kids are growing up fast.
Yeah.
So there's a new lineup to the Clicks. You started out with three recording, and then you added Jen and Nina.
Yep.
And these are no slouches. I mean, everyone's got some great music background.
Absolutely.
Sure. Morgan, you got your own little indie project going, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Aquarius Records, I think it is.
It's on Aperia Records in Canada.
Yeah.
And Aquarius International in Europe. But yeah, it's like down tempo, ambient music.
And Nina, you work with another band as well?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how Lucas and I know each other from the Toronto indie scene. I play with another band called Dance Yourself to Death.
Yeah.
And I play guitar as well.
Yeah.
It's really fun music.
What's it like coming in and playing this music? Like I said, you look so natural. Just your gritty little guitar lines and that sort of thing just seem to fit in so well. Did you find it like a learning experience or did you pick it up naturally?
It's just getting into the feel of it, you know. And the best thing to do is it's like relationships. It takes a little while before you really, you know, feel really comfortable with someone. So you listen to some stuff and you have a starting place, and then after a little while, you're just like, yeah, we share a great sense of humor, and it's fun to be around everybody, and you know, and it's been a really fun time. So I guess it comes across on stage. We've sort of, you know, through music, made a connection with each other and just discovered all who we are, you know, with music and outside of music. Because, you know, when you're touring and traveling, you get to know people pretty quickly.
It's pretty intimate.
Yeah, it's pretty intimate. So
it's true.
I've been having a great time. So I guess it's just coming across.
Steel City is represented.
Yep.
What a damn.
Yeah. The last, my project that still I do on the side is more of a folk country thing.
Yeah.
Though, so... it's good to be back in the rock role, so I'm enjoying my time with the Clicks a lot.
Now, I got to see you at Canadian Music Week for the first time, and you all looked like you were having a blast on stage.
It was a fun show.
Oh, yeah. You looked like you know, were in the womb together or something.
That's cool.
You know, there's a real symmetry there, just fabulous. I mean, that was, what, your third set you'd ever played with them, Jen? Is that right?
Yeah, it was
the third show that she
played
with them.
But I mean, it came across as you've been doing this forever.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers. She's a pro.
you know your face, it don't sit right. Get out your dukes, man, let's take it outside. Say, 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 no, 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 it's easy. Say, 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 no, 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 it's easy.
This album is like deep in quality music. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. Some great rockin' tunes, some stuff that's almost kind of Broadway or torch songish. I mean, just like the difference between like Cry Me a River and Oh Yeah. I mean, those are like what range? I mean, where does that stuff come from?
I don't know. I think I listen to so many different types of music, so that could be it. I don't know. I grew up listening from everything to, like, the Beatles to, you know, when I turned, like, 12, listening to, like, Michael Jackson and Wham and Prince, and then I started getting into metal. So, and then, you know, I would go from listening to Wham to Ozzy Osbourne to Black Sabbath to then listening to Marvin Gaye, you know? So it's just everything all in there, so. Yeah.
And an Alice Cooper fan.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
So you love the theatrical.
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, the dramatic. And when you were working in the studio, did you feel like you were onto something? Like, hey, this could be big?
I think when I started playing the songs with the band in the actual space, when we started rehearsing them, I thought that we had a really good bunch of songs. And then when Mo Berg came in, he produced the album, then it just got even better. And I thought it was pretty good. I was pretty, like, stoked about what was happening. I just had good music, good musicians, and an amazing producer, and it turned out really well, I think.
And for our listeners in Western Canada, they're going to get a chance to see you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just before the album actually comes out, I think you're in, let me know if I have this right, Winnipeg on the 10th of April, Regina on the 11th, driving, The 12th, Edmonton, driving. There, I don't see a lot of party time here. Well, it's only 3 hours to Calgary, and you got 2 days between that. And then on the 16th in Vancouver, I think you're at the Media Club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But people can consult your site for it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where should they go? Your MySpace or your regular...
Just theclicks.com.
Theclicks.com and MySpace slash theclicks.
Now, Clicks is spelled kind of funny.
Yeah.
Spell it out for
me. C-L-I-K-S.
Right.
There's no C.
No.
And there's no D.
Oh, God. This is radio. So that, you know, that will leave a lot to the listeners' imagination. Once more for listeners, the 24th of April, Snake House comes out.
Yep.
We're going to look forward to seeing. If it doesn't take off, there's something wrong with the music business.
Right.
Thanks for coming in. It was fabulous.
You thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to close with Complicated, which we were talking about. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
I think the title essentially explains the entire underlying theme for the song, which is just... It's essentially about coming into a world of identity and trying to find out who you are and just kind of being a little bit adamant about it and the complexities of life. So that's it.
Hi, this is The Clicks.
And this is Complicated.
Yeah. Hi, this is Mo Berg, and I heard it first on the Toronto Indie Scene.
Nobody saw it. chickens and cows. They all got so big so fast, somebody knows how. But nobody saw it coming.
Hi, this is Daryl Herz of Gen Sub Records, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio. We're here live at Canadian Music Week.
Good kill, kiss me.
You just heard Lie. That was live at the Opera House as part of their DVD, which will be released April 10th. Keep an eye out for that. I think it's going to be fabulous. Before that, Down with the Butterfly, a Halifax band that will be live at IndyCan soon. We started the set off with The Ride Theory. Jen, the Clicks bassist, had me in a Hamilton kind of mood, so we put that on. Now, here's something from Saskatchewan, a band called Hurricane Cletus, which I met at the Jaeger Party at Canadian Music Week. Not exactly what you'd expect from Saskatchewan, but here you go.
Our name is Hurricane Cletus, and we love to rock and roll. We're small town boys from Saskatchewan. And we're a bunch of hicks that like to give her shit.
From Buck Brothers.
This is Pete from Buck Brothers.
We absolutely love CANADA, and whenever we're in country, we listen to Indie Can.
Which me do you like? Which me do you like? Which me do you like? I, me, mine are all the same. A different story is a different. Different game.
Why change what you want when you don't know even what you need?
Which me do you like? Which me do you like? Which me do you like?
kamikaze queen. They're floating down to your St. Jean's black boots, blue eyes and bad news. She's all wild as the wind, she'll blow you down. She'll breathe you in, she's smoking. You've been joking. She's dancing while you're collapsing.
Come on, come on,
get me started.
She's not the one.
She's broken hearted.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, that's so overrated.
Come on, come on,
don't make me chase her.
She'll cut you sharper.
Let her raise her. She's got your heart. She wants your hand. Oh, that's what. That's what she said. My Kina is so inviting, killer cool. What do I get from riding this roller coaster over and over?
Come on, come on. She's not the one.
It's broken hearted.
Oh, 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 oh,
that's overrated.
Come on, come on,
make me chase her.
She'll cut you sharper.
Better rise her.
That's a song you've heard at IndieCan before. I just love that band. They played Canadian Music Week as part of the Jager Night at the Hard Rock Cafe. Before that was the Buck Brothers, who visited Canadian Music Week from the UK. And I got a chance to get to know them a little bit. I got to see them play a little bit. They're a great bunch of guys. And you might want to check them out on the website, the Buck Brothers. Now, just before we go to our Ember Swift interview, this is a woman who is a case study in how to do indie right. She's got 9 independent records to her credit, tours extensively, runs her own business. She's got a lot to say to music fans and other artists alone. Let's hear a song from her first. This song is called Ten Pin, and if it's actually about bowling, part of me is disappointed.
I go away, go away, uh-huh. 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 The gig was so bad, I felt like flight attendant giving a safety demonstration. No one looked in my way, no one came here to watch me play. But that's okay, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I pass. So I checked into a hotel with a midsection of the bed sag, like an old man put out to pasture. And you know, does not really matter with what words he said, just sometimes it's time to be the student, life the master. So I packed up all my clothes, headed for the road again. Oh, knowing you better make a 10-pin, I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a 10-pin, I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. 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 The gig wasn't half bad. I felt like a flight attendant, going up and down the aisle with free food and drinks. And everyone looked in my way, there was no need to pay. It's all the same, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, you know it, baby, you better make a 10-10. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a 10-pin, I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide, 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 wide. You better make a 10-pin, I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. Don't you know it, baby? You better make a 10-pin, I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. And besides, I look good in the shoes. Oh, I look good in the shoes. Don't you know it, baby? I look good in the shoes. I go, I go, I go, I go, I go, oh, I go away. Hey, hey, hey.
Amber Swift, I loved your little bit in What is Indie for a number of reasons. I mean, you really spoke from the soul, and you talked about how hard indie artists are on themselves. And also, we're willing to say that there really isn't a formula for how to be an indie artist. Every journey is completely individual. Do you stand by that?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you won the Indie Award for Best Website, mm-hmm. and took the opportunity to mention to the crowd, Indie by design, not by default. Yeah. Do I have that right, or have I misquoted
you? You misquoted me just a little bit.
Okay.
Independent by identity, not default.
Right.
Yeah.
And tell us what you mean by that.
By that I mean that, for me, I'm not independent as if independent is the holding place before a major label.
Mm-hmm.
Not independent just until I'm noticed and signed by a major label. I feel very strongly that being an independent artist is a really viable, really respectable thing to be. And it doesn't undermine my credibility as a player or as a songwriter or as a professional. And so I think that the perception of independent artists has changed over the last 10 years dramatically. So luckily, saying something like that isn't met with question marks in people's eyes. It's a little more understandable these days. But there was a time when choosing to be indie was seen as choosing to be, basically choosing not to pursue your career.
Yeah.
Or choosing not to progress.
Yeah.
And I don't agree. I think we can go so far as independent artists, and other independent artists have proven that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's almost been compared to amateur, indie amateur.
Exactly.
Right?
Less talented.
Signed professional, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I think people are over that. As more and more label artists, as their contracts expire, they elect to go indie.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I know. Dolly Parton, the Pretenders.
Joni Mitchell is about to release a new album. She said she would never record again. She called the industry a cesspool.
Yeah.
And this was 4 years ago, and she's building a new body of work, and she's going to release it on the internet.
Yeah.
See, this is radical stuff.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about your tour?
Sure. If there's... It depends on what tour you mean.
Well,
I'm so perpetually on tour.
Yeah, I know. I mean, how many? I think you did something like 200 dates last year or something like that.
No, we that's the peak of our career. We've done that many at the peak, but I think last year we were down to 125 shows, but with travel days, it was about 150 days on the road.
Yeah.
Like with off days off or
yeah,
transport days.
Yeah, days off that are eight-hour drives.
Exactly, yeah. Things like that. But this particular month, we're doing 23 shows, and we're all over. We just came from Ann Arbor, Michigan last night, and then we were in Hamilton the night before, and Ottawa the night before that, and tonight is Toronto. And then after that, next week we're Montreal all the way with dates all the way out to Halifax, and then we're for the rest of March we're in the northeastern part of the U.S. So, yeah, it's gonna be busy. We do really well in Australia, and we've been back there 8 times, and going there is really revitalizing because we've got a really strong response and a strong following.
Yeah.
But you know.
They love the Canadians there.
They do, yeah.
It's really cool.
But I've been working in Toronto, for instance, for over 10 years, and
yeah,
we've had a loyal following in the city for a long time, you know.
Yeah. Now, can you talk a little bit about your position on music and activism? Well, we'll start with, for our listeners, your shirt sports, Blonde is the New Smart. Is that just a cause or just a little bit of fun?
It's fun. You know, I've been blonde for a long time, and I just thought it was a fun shirt. Yeah. You know, reclaiming blonde.
Well, activists do have a reputation of having no sense of humor whatsoever.
Right, so this is a sense of humor. Yeah. Right. Activism and art. I really think that art is an amazing vehicle on which to transport ideas. And artists do that all the time, you know, visual artists, actors, writers, musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's always been connected. I didn't decide one day to marry the two parts of myself. I've just always written songs about how I felt about the world.
Yeah.
And then eventually that was deemed activist music. And then I realized, oh, well, I guess most musicians, or many musicians, many musicians don't speak about the global world or about political situations or about, you know, just what's happening outside of their own personal lives. And that's okay, too. That's a different way of doing this, but it's not wrong.
No.
It's just that it's maybe more unusual for an artist to sing about global politics. And so that, you know, became the activist in me.
Yeah, so... But sounds like it was quite organic. You didn't say, I'm angry, I've got to get out there and I've got something to say. It's just what was on your mind. It's what you wrote about.
Yeah, and I come from a politically aware family. We did a lot of debating and talking about the world as I was growing up. And then I was involved in local activist groups. And at the time, even the word activist has shifted in meaning over the last 10 years. But when I was younger, I was just in a community group that was working for... to improve the recycling program in my town, for example. And that was just of interest to me. I wanted to know what was happening and why we didn't have a better recycling program, so I got involved. And it just made sense that my art would reflect my life. Yeah, very organic.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is who you are, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no secret to it. Listen to the music and you'll find out.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah. And... like you've moved out of the city,
mm-hmm.
right? Just lifestyle change?
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with career? Just the lifestyle change?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess my career is my life. My life is my career.
Yeah,
it's all connected.
Good for you.
But I lived in Toronto for 9 years, and I was spending so much time on the road, as I already said, that I was renting an apartment. I was renting an apartment. I felt like I was visiting my apartment.
Yeah.
But I have my things, and I have... I was running an office, a central office space for my label here in Toronto as well, mm-hmm. and that was a different unit in my apartment. I had a double unit apartment. It was cool. But I just decided that I didn't need to be in Toronto to run this business, that nowadays with the way technology is and how so much happens over the internet, it didn't matter if I lived remotely.
Yeah.
And so I decentralized the office. Everyone who works for me now works outside, works from their own home.
Right.
And then started working with other services as well. Spent a couple of years working with management. I have worked with the agency for 4 years and worked with publicity on and off, and so using services rather than in-house employees, and I just tried different models.
Yeah.
And living remotely in a rural setting is the best thing I've ever done for my personal spirit.
Cool.
It's been great. Love seeing the stars. I love having having woodlands nearby, having lots of earth around, yeah. A garden. I like having space. It's great. Yep. Seeing the sunset and the sunrise, it's unbelievable.
I mean, does less angst mean different songwriting?
I'm not sure the city wasn't the cause of my angst. I suppose I have lots of things that still generate angst.
oh, good.
Right? You think about the world and there's lots to say, to be angsty about. It's a good word, isn't it? Angst.
Yeah.
But for sure.
Solid?
Oh, thank you.
So for you? Okay. Here you go.
It's great. For sure, the living out in the country has shifted some of my thinking, but it's just because I'm growing and changing, so I guess my music grows and changes with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's neither here nor there. It's always this is here, this is now, whatever stage of your life it's at.
Well, it generated, I think, I shouldn't say it's neither here nor there, because I think the latest album really reflects the move, because that body of work is really optimistic. And I came from being here in Toronto feeling the grayness of the city, the tightness of the architecture, and how impenetrable the cement everywhere is. And then I went to an environment where I could put my hands in the dirt, learn about organic gardening. I could, get back in touch with what the sunset and sunrises look like. This current record is really a celebration of life rather than a criticism of life.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but there's still critical arguments within the work, and I'm still critically assessing things, but I think that's a positive thing to do, to critically assess the world and say, really, what can we do better, and what's going on? And
yeah, from the audience point of view, we'd hate to see you completely mellow out.
Okay.
Because it is, I mean, you do write very clever songs, right? They never hit you over the head songs. Mm. But, I mean, always something to say. It's they're songs that are worth listening to again.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Not everybody is writing songs like that, you know. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
For joining us over your roasted carrot soup.
Mm. No problem. But it's delicious. Yum.
Thanks again to Amber Swift. A lot to learn there. Now, if you want to hear more about what she has to say, pick up a copy of the DVD, What is Indie? She was one of Dave Cool's guests, and not only is she predominant in the actual DVD, there are extra bits, and there are some great how-to interviews from some super industry insiders, and what she has to say is quite remarkable. Let's close out the show with another tune from the Click's new CD. This is a song I love called Cry Me a River. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Lucas Silvera with The Clicks, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
You were my sun, you were my earth, but you didn't know all the ways that I loved you, no. So you took a chance, the plans. I bet you didn't know your world would come crumbling down. No, you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me. We'll never be. And don't I make you sad about it? Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Unsaid. It wasn't like you, only talk to him, and you know it. Don't act like you don't know it. with all of these things people tell me keep messing with my head. You should have picked honesty and you may not have blown it. You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him.
Now there's just for more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.